If you work for yourself or if you work inside of a large or small or medium organization, I have something that I want you to start instituting right away. Are you all ready? You know what it is, right? It's your 4 minute or less kickstart to start your day. We call it wake up and level up. Come on, people. In many organizations today, we are judging people by the performance of what they do. That has been the way that we measure success, for the most part, has been traditionally the way organizations measure success. If employee A is meeting their productivity goals or they are meeting their performance goals. What we are missing out on, and so much, and this is really true because there is so much disloyalness. Is that a word? There are so many people that are not loyal to companies because companies have not been treating humans with the right level of empathy. It's all been about how much performance can you get done for me? What can I get and suck out of you? And then you give that company, that organization, your all, and then they either have a really piss poor way of rewarding performance or celebrating your impact or acknowledging and giving you the recognition that you deserve in a way that really continues to give you more intrinsic motivation so that you're just happy to do what you're doing, not extrinsic motivation like more money and other things that are external. And what I'm seeing in the surveys and the studies and things that I'm seeing on LinkedIn and with a couple of other recent reports about the workplace, is there are a couple of things that are happening. And I don't want to get this all mixed up with, you know, level of empathy, emotional intelligence, and all these other things that people are talking about. I want to focus on one small thing. I want you to not just look at performance goals anymore. Fine, you have to look at performance goals. People have to perform. But I want you to also create learning goals. Whether you create these learning goals for yourself in your own business, maybe you have to rate your own performance, but what are your learning goals for your team? What are your learning goals for your staff? What are your learning goals for your peers? If you are a leader or if you are someone that is ambitious inside of your organization, ask your bosses right now, how can we start creating learning goals? That ties to performance goals. And all I want you to do is not just get so caught up into performance, 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 that you aren't building skill set, skill set, skill set. Smarter, smarter, smarter. So let's not just look at performance goals. Let's also create learning goals for ourselves. Put them in your management software. Put them in your to-do list. Put them on your calendar. I schedule 10 minutes a day to learn the piano. 10 minutes. To learn the piano. I schedule another 40 minutes a day to learn 10 new words, my vocabulary teachings that I'm learning. And then I schedule some time every week for me to take my neuroplasticity class online. What are we doing about creating learning goals? Let's talk about this on Instagram. You see my post today at Mario Armstrong. Comment about what your learning goal is and comment about how you're going to put this in action where you work or if you work for yourself. Now that I woke you up, let's go get these learning goals and level up.